These ceremonies are unprecedented in terms of determination, courage, hope, and in sending an important message to Greensburg, to Kansas, and our nation, if not the world. Simply put, you, the members of the graduating class of 2007, the Greensburg Rangers, are a class of destiny and hope. You did not ask for this. I am sure your thoughts could have never encompassed what has transpired in the last several weeks, or the fact that you will never forget these moments in time. A day you will remember for the rest of your lives. A day unlike any other graduating class. A day I will remember as well, along with my vivid memories of that unbelievable first day after the storm. I was stunned by the scene of indescribable destruction, trying to grasp the enormity of shattered homes, businesses, and lives. But even then, I saw courage and the beginning of hope. And then the day the president came to share our grief, to promise hope and help and renewal. So now we come together again to honor the class that represents that spirit of renewal, the class of 2007, the class of destiny and hope. Regardless of what path you choose to take, you will take this spirit of renewal with you, and we will continue to stand with you. So today is your graduation, a proud moment indeed. But this commencement is not only touching your lives and that of your parents and your teachers, but is part of the rebirth and rebuilding of your community, and has the respectful attention and admiration of millions of Americans. Now that is a pretty big deal. That is heavy stuff. I cannot tell you how many letters of condolence and support I have received from ambassadors from nations all over the world, or comments from my colleagues in the Senate who have said prayers for you and your families and for Greensburg. The haunting words of the poet William Yeats comes to mind. Things fall apart. The center will not hold. It would seem as anarchy was loosed upon our world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best of all convictions are tested, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. Surely, surely, some revelation is at hand. The bad news is that all of that happened. My revelation came in the face of an elderly gentleman with no shoes and only the clothes he had on his back, staring into space in Haviland at the high school at one of the shelters. He said to me, "Senator, thanks for coming, but I've lost my home and my life, and I don't know if I will ever get them back." It was those words, that experience, that prompted me to call the White House from Pratt, Kansas, America, and to tell the President of the United States what I had seen. And his reaction was swift. The President put into motion the Federal Declaration of Help that night. No government bureaucracy, no red tape, no delay. Now your revelation is indeed at hand. It's called Greensburg and Kansas Courage. It's courage that counts. And the revelation is the knowing from the inner strength God gave us that we cannot control the tragic things that happen to us, but we can control the way we face up to them. Your revelation is that you have already been through a storm and an ordeal unique to the history of Kansas. You already know even the longest day will have an end. You have figured out regretting yesterday and fearing tomorrow will accomplish little as of today. You have been told the truth, that the past cannot be changed, but that your future, with all of Kansas and America watching, is still in your power. You have already experienced what I hope will be the toughest challenge you will face in your lives. And in doing that, your revelation is that when fear knocks at the door, send faith to open it. What we have here in Greensburg, Kansas, America, is a whole lot of people who specialize in the impossible. Your revelation is that you are blessed, for you know yesterday is experience, tomorrow is hope, and today with this commencement is getting from one to the other as best we can. So take that step. Help each other. Help your families and your friends and your loved ones. Kristen, keep helping those kindergarten kids. Devin, you keep singing. LaVon, keep playing in the band, and watch out for the lake when you're driving. Tyler, keep up your hard work and lending a hand. Kendra, keep practicing and playing tennis. Josh, we need all of the computer gurus we can get. Keep it up. Slade, valedictorian, gifted athlete, what can I say? Do things and make a difference. Kelsey, valedictorian, All-American scholar, sports, just do it, Kelsey. Cassie, keep cheering for the Rangers and your sister. Brendan, work those cattle, cowboy, and enjoy the sports. Jeremiah, keep singing, but sing Home on the Range for Kansas, not Oklahoma. Cody, keep up the hard work. Sure glad you found your cap and gown and your teacher's birdhouse. Daniel, thanks for warning others. Keep making a difference. Nicole, who kept her smile even though the tornado took her home. Stay strong. Jared, a leader among friends. Good luck in the All-Star game, son. Alex, football, basketball, forensics, and band. Alex, who's going to scare the counselor when you're gone? Adam, keep up your teaching. We really need good teachers. Chad, football and forensics. And by the way, keep cooking. Amber, the mighty ranger. Keep dancing and cheering in life. Taryn, the triangle rodeo queen. Your grandmother has the best seat overlooking these ceremonies. She is here. And our prayers are with you. Ashton, make it happen in life, Ashton. Sarah, what a welcome to Greensburg. Keep moving that ball down the court. Tyson, keep working with those special youngsters and don't get lost in the Oklahoma sandhills. Kara, first responder at the hospital, keep pursuing your medical career. Come back to small-town America. We need you. Sheree, you have shown how kindness counts. Salutatorian, excellent hurdler, keep hurdling because there are a lot of finishing lines out there. That's the class of 2007, the class of destiny and hope. And know this, Kansans and Americans are watching with the wonder, if not amazement, of your courage and strength and wishing you the best with their thoughts and prayers. And one American in particular honors your spirit. Each of you will receive a personal letter of congratulations from President Bush. He, like all of us here today on this green, are so proud of you. Now, enough of the speeches. It's high time for you to celebrate. Congratulations to the class of 2007. The class of destiny and hope. Thank you.